Optum says it expects outages related to a cyber attack against Change Healthcare to continue for at least another day. Colorado becomes the first state in the nation to set a drug price ceiling. And nearly 40 state attorneys general are asking congressional lawmakers for federal legislation to regulate pharmacy benefit managers. It's Tuesday, February 27th. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson, and this is Gist Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in 10 minutes or less. Outages tied to a recent cyber attack at Change Healthcare are expected to continue into at least part of today, according to an update issued yesterday morning by Optum. Since last Wednesday, Change Healthcare, which is one of the nation's largest prescription processors, has been offline. Optum said it took immediate action to disconnect Change's systems in order to prevent any further impact to other United Health Group affiliated systems, and said that it was confident that they have not been impacted by the Change security breach. United Health said in an SEC filing last week that it suspects a nation-state was behind the attack. The filing does not disclose the potential impact of the incident or how many individuals may be affected. Change Healthcare handles patient payments across the country, processing around 15 billion transactions every year. It says that it touches 1 in 3 patient records in the United States. The organization also electronically connects around 900,000 physicians, 33,000 pharmacies, and 5,500 hospitals to payers, as well as provides other revenue services. Following the attack, hospitals, pharmacies, and other healthcare providers nationwide have reported issues with submitting bills to insurers. The American Hospital Association issued a statement last week warning that the attack could have what it said were, quote, significant cascading and disruptive effects, unquote, on revenue cycle, certain healthcare technology, as well as clinical authorizations provided by Optum across the sector. As such, the AHA recommended all healthcare organizations that were disrupted or potentially exposed by this incident to consider disconnecting from Optum until it's deemed safe to reconnect. A Colorado regulatory panel will set, for the first time in the nation, a price ceiling for a prescription drug. The state's Prescription Drug Affordability Board voted in favor of capping the cost of Amgen's rheumatoid arthritis and autoimmune drug Enbrel. In 2022, Enbrel cost health insurers slightly less than $47,000 per patient annually, according to Colorado's all-payer claims database. The board has not established a price ceiling so far for the drug, and the price limit will not apply to Medicare or self-funded plans. Instead, the vote in favor begins a 6-month rulemaking process that will include public meetings and hearings, and that process can be stopped at any point. The 5-member board was established by Colorado legislators in 2021 to figure out what medications may be unaffordable and establish a payment limit for state-regulated commercial payers. The board originally was looking at 3 drugs before settling on Enbrel as the inaugural prescription medication to go through the process. In a statement, Amgen said that it was disappointed in the board's decision and raised concerns over the legal basis for its actions. The pharmaceutical company also raised questions about the size of the pool of Colorado Enbrel patients and caregivers surveyed by the state and whether it was a representative sample to determine affordability. A bipartisan coalition of state attorneys general are urging congressional lawmakers to reform pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs, at the federal level. The National Association of Attorneys General sent a letter to congressional leaders on behalf of 39 AGs last week. In the letter, the state attorneys general argue that a small number of PBMs hold a significant share of the national market and as such are generating significant profits that they say are at the expense of patients, employers, and government payers. The AGs also allege that these PBMs have, quote, unduly raised drug prices for consumers, unquote. The AG's right that some states have already issued more stringent laws regulating PBMs than the federal government, including Ohio and Arkansas, which banned PBMs from engaging in spread pricing, which is when a PBM charges a payer more than they pay a pharmacy for a medication and then keeps the spread or difference as profit. The AGs call on Congress to enact laws that require greater transparency from PBMs and curtail their ability to, as they say, unreasonably raise the price of drugs. They point to three bills currently being considered in Congress as a way to do this: the Drug Act, the Protecting Patients Against PBM Abuses Act, and the Lower Costs, More Transparency Act. PBMs have drawn increased scrutiny from both state and federal lawmakers and regulators over their business practices, which are typically opaque. The Federal Trade Commission previously launched an investigation in 2022 into the practices of the nation's largest PBMs: CVS Health's Caremark, Cigna's Express Scripts, United Health's OptumRx, Humana's Pharmacy Solutions, Prime Therapeutics, and MedImpact Healthcare Systems. This has been Gist Healthcare Daily from Kauffman Hall. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the podcast. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news at gisthealthcare.com. You can also get these insights emailed directly to your inbox when you subscribe to our newsletter, The Gist Weekly.